This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. Nearly 1,500 people changed the gender marker to X on their Colorado ID cards last year. CPR's Elaine Tassi reports that's up by hundreds from the year before.
Colorado began offering the gender marker X on driver's licenses and state IDs in 2018. In 2019, the first full year of the program, just over 200 people used it. Since then, about 4,000 people have signed up to use the X instead of male or female. Only a handful of states offer that, including California, Oregon, Minnesota, Maine, and D.C. Since 2022, people have had the option to select the gender marker X on their U.S. passport as well. I'm Elaine Tassi, CPR News.
Colorado is in line for tens of millions of dollars in federal funding to develop quantum technologies. Colorado School of Mines physics professor Lincoln Carr says there are many possibilities for quantum computing. The computers use quantum mechanics to boost processing power to quickly solve complex problems.
And that is kind of exciting about the field, right? We don't even know what it's going to look like yet.
State lawmakers are now weighing tax credits for the quantum industry. And a Colorado man was sentenced to 3 years in prison as part of a plea deal for scamming the state's unemployment insurance program during the pandemic. Ryan Gerald Garbiso of Commerce City faced charges of ID theft, filing a false tax return, and fraudulently obtaining more than $25,000 in unemployment benefits in 2020. Police records show Garbiso used personal info from two deceased people to file the jobless claims. He also impersonated those folks to provide the state with false info. This is CPR News.